It has been a very big week in federal politics, no doubt about that. And someone I was keen to talk to about some of the biggest events of that big week is none other than 4CA's breakfast host, Murray Jones. Murray, you would have been following this issue very closely this week. That landmark report was released on Wednesday, set the standard. It was called and it looked at and delved into the very, very poor behaviour, to put it mildly, in particularly Parliament House. Talk to us about what did that report find in a general sense, and what does it mean for the culture and the behaviour there in Canberra?
Well, it's rife, and we've seen that in recent years, you know, the Brittany Higgins, but I mean, that's at the lower level with respect to staffing, goes all the way to the top, and, you know, we've seen some very high-level people from all parties, but I think probably the biggest surprise after this came out was what happened with Senator Lydia Thorpe. Mm. I mean, she's from the Greens. You'd think the Greens, of all people, would possibly be a little bit more reserved in this area, but she let go, and against a fellow senator, and it was pretty bad form, I must say, and she did apologise, but I mean, it just shouldn't happen, but it continues to happen. It really does. It's amazing.
It's amazing. One day after this report came out, and as you said, the Greens are the first to jump up and down.
That's right.
About this kind of behaviour, and yet, yeah, she's come out and said some pretty vile things about a fellow female senator.
It seems like, you know, in general terms, you know, females are the victims, but we can still see now it doesn't matter, the perpetrators could be from any side of the political spectrum. They could be males or females. So I guess it comes back to the culture. I mean, you know, Canberra's probably a bit different, and I guess that'll probably lead into a general discussion about that to Brisbane. But tell me about your time in Parliament. Did you see, you know, any of this, you know, particularly when it comes to sexual discrimination?
I've reflected on that, particularly as you said, the Brittany Higgins terrible situation that emerged earlier this year. So I did, you know, and again this week with this report being released, and I can't remember, certainly alcohol was an issue. It was very, very prevalent. There's no doubt about that. There's a drinking culture, that's for sure. But I think Canberra, as you said, is much more of a bubble than what Parliament in Brisbane is. Mm. I don't know whether that's because it's, you know, people from all over the country descend on Canberra for the sittings and they live and breathe. It's like its own little city within a city at Parliament House in Canberra. And you just don't seem to get that at Brisbane. It just felt you were much more a part of the city. You would have meetings on, you know, Queen Street and at different ministerial buildings throughout the city. So it felt a little bit more normal, but certainly not, I don't recall any behaviour to the degree at all that we've found in this report this week in Canberra.
No barking dogs or anything like that in the background. I mean, we should laugh, but I mean, it's such bad behaviour. You'd think in Canberra, with that temperature being a bit lower, it'd cool things down, but obviously not.
And very interesting to hear Jackie Lambie only in the last 24 hours really speak out to say things are really getting out of control in both chambers. Some of that, as you said, the dog barking, the name calling, she said it's just really getting out of hand. But you just think, I guess, will it change? Surely it's been exposed to the point now where it has to change.
Well, I mean, it's different, but I guess we can draw some similarities. What about domestic violence? We've had a shocking incident just in the last couple of days here in Queensland. That change, that social change, takes a long time, and I think we've got a long way to go when it comes to the behaviour of our parliamentarians, and obviously as a general issue in our community with respect to domestic violence, because, you know, despite the knowledge and despite, I guess, you know, a situation where the public has clearly put a position that it's unacceptable, these things are taking a long, long while to change.
Yeah, they are, and I think the key point here is that parliamentarians are held to a higher standard.
And so they should be.
You know, and so they should be. They're elected to represent the community, and so they are held to a higher standard. And so when you see this type of behaviour that's been revealed in this report, it's almost a double blow, because they are meant to be exemplars of the community when in fact they're behaving the exact opposite way.
And I think what this week has really brought out is, as we covered before, it doesn't matter what sex you are when it comes to being a perpetrator or your political stripes, because it is rife right across the board.
Across the board. Exactly right. Very big topic, very big week in Canberra, as we said. Murray Jones, catch him on 4CA's Breakfast Show Monday to Friday. Thank you, mate. Have a great weekend.
You too. Woo-woo.